Safeguarding Jamaica from the threat of money laundering is a key part of the country's growth agenda. We'll tell you how the government is working to accomplish this objective on today's program. Stay tuned, I'm Anthony Morgan and this is Going for Growth. Money laundering is not something we hear about every day in the news, but it's still a threat to Jamaica's economic development. It usually comes in varying forms, such as disguising the true owners of money in shell companies and trusts, purchasing real estate with illegal funds, then selling them, or even physically smuggling cash to another jurisdiction and depositing it in a financial institution such as an offshore bank. The effects of such financial crimes and corrupt acts include being blacklisted by major international financial organizations and de-risking, where businesses sever ties with suspected parties to avoid appearing guilty by association. Needless to say, either of these possibilities can be devastating to our economy. That's reason enough for the government to focus on keeping money laundering in check.
The issue of money laundering and countering the financing of terrorism is a multifaceted problem which requires a careful and collaborative approach in the context of, yes, limited resources, both on the part of the public and private sector.
Minister without portfolio in the Ministry of Finance and the Public Service, Favel Williams, speaking at the 7th Annual Anti-Money Laundering Counter-Financing of Terrorism Conference in New Kingston recently. Despite the challenges, Minister Williams has reaffirmed the government's commitment to bringing Jamaica's anti-money laundering and counter-financing of terrorism framework up to global standards in the shortest possible time. She says the next step in the reform process will see work being done on several pieces of existing legislation to address technical deficiencies unearthed during a recent evaluation by a regional watchdog agency, the Caribbean Financial Action Task Force.
Currently, new amendments are being proposed for the Proceeds of Crime Act, the Terrorism Prevention Act, and the National Security Council Resolution Implementation Act, as well as the Microcredit Act. These amendments will address technical deficiencies outlined in the Mutual Evaluation Report of Jamaica, carried out by the Caribbean Financial Action Task Force, CFATF, and will complement enacted legislation and amendments such as the Companies Act, dealing with beneficial ownership issues.
The Caribbean Financial Action Task Force, CFATF, comprises representatives of 25 states of the Caribbean Basin, Central and South America, that have agreed to implement common countermeasures to address money laundering. Jamaica completed its CFATF mutual evaluation in 2015.
Jamaica's efforts in confiscating the proceeds of crimes was assessed as substantially effective. Whereas, understanding the risk to Jamaica's security systems, the use of financial intelligence to combat money laundering and other serious crimes, and supervisory measures applied to the financial sector, those were assessed as moderately effective.
Key areas of weaknesses were identified and includes the need for increased prosecution of money laundering and terrorism financing cases, as well as the need to strengthen the non-profit sector to deal with the rapid increase of such issues.
The authorities are currently carrying out a national anti-money laundering, anti-corruption, and countering the financing of terrorism risk assessment to identify the key AML-CFT threats and vulnerabilities. This will assist the government in prioritizing our limited resources in addressing the most prominent risks.
Pretty soon, the country will increase its voice in the Caribbean on matters relating to the financial sector. Jamaica is set to participate in the upcoming CFATF under Minister Williams' leadership, having sought and obtained a seat on the CFATF's influential steering committee.
I will seek to advance certain issues that are of benefit to Jamaica, including de-risking issues, regulatory regimes for emerging technologies, and financial inclusion.
Minister without portfolio in the Ministry of Finance and the Public Service, Favel Williams. That's where we leave you on today's program. We're going for growth with stronger anti-money laundering strategies. On behalf of Studio Engineer Andre Palmer, I'm Anthony Morgan.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.